I'll talk a little bit about the methodology I used very briefly. I looked at two weekly newspapers that were published in Kirkwood at the time, the Kirkwood Monitor and the Kirkwood Messenger. Both of them, the subscriptions were $1 per year. As I said, they came out on a weekly basis, and a lot of people might know more about the Messenger, the Kirkwood Messenger. And I wanted to get a glimpse of what it felt like to be in Kirkwood in that winter of 1941. And some things struck me, some similarities between today. For instance, the Turkey Day game between Kirkwood and Webster was a big deal then. Unfortunately, the Statesman won that year in front of 6,000 people, which, when you think about how small Kirkwood was at the time, that's a pretty large crowd. Some other things that were interesting to me that seemed somewhat familiar: there was a crabby letter to the editor by someone who was upset about the state of transit, of mass transit in Kirkwood. There was a, as many people probably know, a streetcar ran through Kirkwood, and this person was unhappy because he felt like, A, it was very noisy. It was also empty, and he felt like, my tax dollars are being misused by this white elephant. Another thing I thought was sort of interesting, I can remember my father talking about in the 30s, Halloween was a bigger deal in terms of, honestly, vandalism. And there was a pretty substantial editorial in the paper that said, it's very important with the upcoming Halloween to keep the kids busy. We're afraid, and they didn't use the word hooligans, but they were afraid, I think, of some of the pranks that might be used. And in fact, there was a headline shortly after Halloween that some high school, Kirkwood High School boys, threw a stench bomb in someone's basement. Actually, no, they call that a rathskeller, which is a great archaic word, but someone threw a stench bomb in someone's basement at a Halloween party and disrupted that. So those were some things that stayed the same. Parents fretting about the youth of today, people upset about traffic, and the all-important Turkey Day game between Kirkwood and Webster. It didn't take long, however, for Kirkwoodians to pitch in the war effort, and they did so in several ways. Other things that Kirkwoodians did right away, which I thought were interesting, is they had a repository for razor blades that was set up in front of the train station because the steel used in razor blades was seen as a better quality, and so people would deposit their razor blades there, and they would be turned into the war effort. There was a grocery store down at the corner of Big Bend and Kirkwood Road called Ray Anth, Anths, Anth, Ray Anth's. It's called a certified store, whatever that means. But after the war was declared, Ray Anth's certified store pledged to, quote, sell the kind of foods that build sturdy Americans. So they were going to do their part to make sure that we were healthy and strong enough to defeat the Axis powers.